Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Sunday the 5th of July. The sun is in Cancer, ruled by the moon. The planets are talking about...
Revelations 101.
And that's because...
Full moon, lunar eclipse.
All right.
Here with another chance to look at a long-standing issue, the type of which depends on your sign, and take appropriate steps. Eclipse review. The effects of an eclipse can last anywhere from 6 to 18 months. So whatever's up now is likely not new and could probably use a little more attention if you do intend to put it to bed for once and for all. On the topic of putting things to bed for once and for all, immutable universal law, there are certain circumstances that are beyond your control. And should you happen upon one or two of these, particularly in the commercial, business, health, or emotional welfare or relationship arena, let things unfold rather than fretting about your lack of leverage. Surprise, surprise, it will work out even better than if you'd been in charge. Also, rather than being publicly grumpy about your prospects, leave yourself the option of becoming more sanguine than you are now. And separately, if you are figuratively or literally watching the parade, and you suddenly realize that rather than being outfitted in cloth of gold, that emperor is buck naked, yes, he is. The million-dollar question, however, is whether it serves you to mention it, and if it does, what might be the most efficient approach?
Okay, signs particularly affected by the full moon and the lunar eclipse.
Cancer, Leo, Sagittarius, Capricorn.
And if one's birthday, 5th of July.
Ahem, ahem, the sooner you start fresh and stop wearing history as a hair shirt, the happier you'll be with your various relationships. While it is frequently tempting to use the past as a guide, especially in partnership affairs, you are strongly encouraged to insist upon a clean slate with the heartiness and merriment ascribed to old King Cole, calling for his pipe, bowls, and fiddlers 3.
Yeah, do it. Tomorrow, Daily Planet.